And now I'm going to share with all of you one of my favorite books. This is Dr. Seuss classic. It's called The Sneetches. Is anyone familiar with this book? Good. I'm not going to read you the whole book, but I'm going to give you a sample of it to refresh your memory. Now the star belly sneetches had bellies with stars, but the plain belly sneetches had none upon theirs. Those stars weren't so big. They were really so small, you might think such a thing wouldn't matter at all. But because they had stars, all the star belly sneetches would brag, "We're the best kind of sneetch on the beaches." With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort, "We'll have nothing to do with the plain belly sort." And whenever they met some, when they were out walking, they'd hike right on past them without even talking. When the star belly children went out to play ball, could a plain belly get in the game? Not at all. You only could play if your bellies had stars, and the plain belly children had none upon theirs. If you want to know how it ends, you'll have to borrow the book. I might give you a spoiler later. Does anybody remember the theme today is "One of these things is not like the other"? Anybody remember that old Sesame Street song? Sing it with me. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just isn't the same. Doesn't belong. Well, it used to be doesn't belong, but now it's changed. You know why? Because she's old. That's what she says. I didn't say it. So the reason that the words are a little bit different is a few years back, there was this controversy. It was a big deal among parents. And people were wondering, was this song encouraging people to only look at differences and encouraging that in children? What kind of message were we sending to our children, telling them that certain people don't belong? Well, here's the thing. Child development experts agree that this is actually an important skill for kids to acquire. It's important for children to learn how to differentiate between different objects and between people. And this sorting is a good thing for the development of the brain, but an unfortunate side effect is that very early on, children learn to differentiate between us and them. And that's not such a good side effect. And it's what Dr. Seuss observed in the Sneetches book. Now, I don't know, among the Sneetches, I don't know why some of them had stars on their bellies and some of them didn't. They don't tell us, but I assume that the difference here was just skin deep. And this is kind of where the metaphor breaks down, because it's not as simple as that. What the early church leaders are arguing about, as if you pulled out your Bibles, you'll know what they were arguing about is circumcision. And circumcision is not just a difference in appearance. It is actually a promise. It's a sign of a promise. So it is a mark, but it is also a sign of promise. It's an outward sign of the covenant that the individual is keeping with God. And this tradition began with Abraham and continued with his descendants and actually continues to the present day with faithful Jewish people. And the people's part of the covenant was to keep the law. And this was their sign that they were keeping the law. So what was the problem? The problem was that the law keepers, or the circumcised men that they talk about in this text, they were protesting because it wasn't fair. Why did those people not have to do what we did? Why do those Gentiles not have to do what we did? So they took it to the church leaders. And the leader's response was this: no one can keep the law to its full extent. That yoke is too busy for human beings to bear. On the contrary, we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus. And they will too. God, who knows the human heart, it says in verse 8, God showed them love by giving them the Holy Spirit. This is the same thing God did to show his love for us. So God showed them his love by giving them the Holy Spirit, just like God did for us. Do you hear all that us and them language? Do you hear those differentiations between that? The Holy Spirit is a gift that God gives to all people. It's the Spirit that actually makes us able to have faith in the first place. And it's that Spirit that makes us one. What are the things that we argue about today? Where is it that we think in terms of us and them, of our side and their side? Economically? Racially? Politically? Ethically? How is it that we group people? Do we group people into friends and enemies? Or maybe popular and unpopular? One of these things is not like the other. I read somewhere that whenever we try to draw a line between us and them, whenever and wherever we try to draw that line between us and them, somehow Jesus ends up on the other side of that line. The way Luke tells this story in Acts, all of these events seem to take place in quick succession. And the reality is that this is what Mary Hinkleshore calls a long conversation. It's a series of conversations, really. They took place over years, maybe even decades. And Luke does this nice, concise summary. He gives us the abridged version of it. But he is honest. He talks about the struggles that happened in the early church. And somehow that's comforting to me, because that tells me that this is part of the continuing journey of God's people. And so when now I am participating in conversations, when I am listening to arguments and discussions, and it gets a little bit uncomfortable, when we talk about things like immigration and poverty and gender and human rights, these are issues that are currently dividing families and friends and the church. It's comforting to think of this as part of a long conversation with God. The thing is, these conversations, these tough arguments, they need to happen. Disagreements will happen, even within the church. We will not get along all the time. But the other reality here is that God, with great mercy, gives us the chance to set aside our differences and simply love one another. And I pray that when we do that, when we simply love one another, we will arrive together at decisions that honor God. And as we continue to walk through this life together, figuring things out as we go, we do this under the umbrella of God's love. And it is this love, and only God's love, that is able to mend hurt feelings, to build bridges, to open our eyes to maturity. And it is the love of God that will finally make us one. Thanks be to God. Amen.